Don't let habits become handcuffs. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, our friend Brendan Burchard from Brendan.com talks with us about the key to setting up powerful habit triggers. Enjoy.
Now, I know you all have big goals, big dreams, big aspirations, just like I do. You've got ambitions to become an amazing person, to build your career, to create, to contribute, to give, to be an awesome human being. But all of that is impossible without great habits set up. If you don't have routine and structure set up in a way that will keep you on track, then you'll fall off. And having new goals without new habits is kind of like, you know, having a new car without wheels. You know, the habits are the wheels. They're the things that make you able to achieve the goals. So you got to have good habits. But the challenge for most people isn't that knowledge. I mean, you know you need to have good habits. It's you can't keep the habit going, right? Have you ever started it the new year, you're going to get healthier, and you start that habit of working out on a more regular basis, and then it goes away? Or you say, you know what, I'm going to be more kind and more patient and more awesome to my partner, my lover, and you start being nice for 2 or 3 days, and then on the 4th day, you're a jerk, you know, and you're like, what happened? I said I was going to be nicer. It's that you didn't set up the most important thing you needed to maintain a habit. And that's my job as a high performance coach, is get you to your top level. So what's the biggest secret I've learned in almost 20 years in this field? It's so simple, but most people don't have it. It's called trigger moments. You have to set up trigger moments to activate your habits. What do I mean by that? Well, let's say you want to become a better person. You know, you want to become more kind, more patient, more loving with people. Now, you can just set that intention or write that down in your vision or in your journal or set up on a vision board that you look at once in a while. But in day-to-day life, it's not enough. You need things to trigger you, to remind you to be that particular kind of person, right? It's almost like if you could have a little angel speaking in your ear all day long to tell you what to do and how to be, you'd obviously become better. Well, that makes sense. Well, let's use that idea. Let's use that idea by setting up alarms on our phones that trigger us to do the very things we need to do. This is gonna be so basic, you're gonna laugh, and then I'll also tell you how I've literally taught this to Fortune 50 CEOs, and they said it was the one thing that changed their life the most dramatically. So let's start with this. Let's have a goal in mind. Let's say you want to become more present and calm throughout the day. Again, you could write that down on a journal. I'm gonna be more present and calm. You could meditate in the morning saying, today I'm gonna be more present and calm. And you could start out with good intentions, but those fall apart without a trigger moment set up throughout the day to remind you that. So what if you did this? What if you just set up on your phone 3 alarms during the day with a label that said, close your eyes, take 10 deep breaths in, remind yourself to be calm. So let's say you're going through your day, it's crazy, right? It's 10 a.m. and all of a sudden, bing, your phone goes off. You look down and it says, close your eyes, take 10 deep breaths. And then again, it happens at 2 o'clock. And again, it happens at 6 p.m. And again, it happens at 8 p.m. What's gonna happen? You always look at your phone, don't you? It's gonna go throughout the day. You're gonna forget. And the funniest thing is, I've had so many people do this worldwide. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of people I've taught to do this. Hundreds of thousands. And they tell me all the time, that changed everything. And you'll think, once you set it up, that the next day you'll forget about it. No, that alarm will go off. You forgot you set the dang alarm. There it goes off in your face. And you're like, all right, I'm trying to be calmer and more present. Close my eyes, take 10 deep breaths, reground myself, here we go. You can't do it once a day. You have to have moments throughout the day that trigger you to enact the new behavior. I know this makes sense to you, but it's a challenge for a lot of people because they never set those things up. So what if you did it with an alarm? So for example, for me on the opposite spectrum, I don't want to just be calmer and more present. I want more energy throughout the day. So here's what I do. One of my big trigger moments is every time my butt hits a chair, I don't care if I'm on a plane Or I was, like where we're shooting here, I wrote a lot of my books here. I wrote the Motivation Manifesto here. I wrote The Charge here. And if I'm going to write, my butt hits the chair, I grab my phone, I open the timer, and I set 50 minutes. Now, at 50 minutes, the timer goes, bzzz, it starts buzzing, and I look at that and I go, oh, that's my trigger to get energy. So I stand up, I go get some water, I take a glass of water, drink it down, I do some stretches, and I do some exercise just really briefly, or I'll go for a walk, whatever it is, but I'll do something that usually takes just 2 to 5 minutes. Then I'll sit back down, I'll set that 50-minute alarm, and I'll work. And what that does is every 50 minutes, it triggers me to change how I'm physically moving. It changes my attention so that throughout the day, I'm continually refreshed. So I never have that 2, 3, 4 o'clock time where I'm like, ah, you know? Why? Because I've triggered my day so that my energy is maintained throughout the day. Makes sense, right? This could be as simple as, let's say you want to be healthier in your life. Okay, let's set up some trigger moments for you in this way. Let's say every time you drop off the kids, on the way back to the house, you stop at the grocery store and get some fresh produce. That's just a trigger. It's like, okay, did one thing, drop kids off. Now, tied to that, triggered from that action, drop kids off, is go to health food store. Or let's say you want to get healthier in the morning. One of the easiest ways to help people maintain a better exercise program is this. Set a trigger, you wake up in the morning, your first action is to drink water, put your exercise shoes on, might get dressed if you were naked, just saying. So you get dressed, put your shoes on, you go downstairs or you go to the gym, and that's the trigger. You woke up, you do these actions. Nothing interrupts those actions, that's the action.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.